And the Bible says in Matthew 25, verse 15, that he gave each of them according to his ability. Now, in the original language, that word ability actually is dunamis. Do you all know what dunamis means? It means power. Power to the people. And so God had given his people power, and according to the power they had, according to the ability that they had, he gave them gifts. Now, one, when he got his gifts, he went, he took his 5 million, and he made another 5 million. Another got 2 million, and the Bible says they got another 2 million. And then there was one who got what he got, and he buried it. I feel like you all are not quite understand. What if can I get 3 volunteers? Maybe we can bring this to Sister Murphy, Lauren, come forward. Pastor Drummond, you guys come forward. Okay, this is Southern California, and we have oranges here. And so I'm gonna give you all oranges, and I want you to do something great for the kingdom. Sister Murphy, here's a whole bunch of oranges. I want you to do something great for the kingdom of God, okay? Lauren, it's not as many as Sister Murphy, but baby, it'll do something great for the kingdom, okay? Pastor Drummond, I know you're busy and you got a lot going on, so I'm gonna just give you 3 oranges. God bless you. Do something great for the kingdom of God. I release you all. Go on and do something great for the kingdom of God, okay? Okay? All right. So imagine that I had just given you all a basket of something to do something great for the kingdom of God. Now, when God gives you something, remember, he often gives it to you in seed form. God often gives you something in seed form. We talked about that last week. Last time he gave full trees, folk lost their mind in the Garden of Eden. They couldn't handle that. And so now he just gives them seeds and say, this is going to be your seed, and I want you to work that thing. I want you to use what I give you. I want you to develop it. I want you to grow it, and I want you to make it wonderful. God has given us creative power. So, we have rocks, but then through the creative power that God has blessed us with in creativity, we do sculptures. He gives us, just blank canvases, just nothingness. But through the creativity that God has given us, we paint, 2 children swinging on swings or whatever. A story is told of Michelangelo. He was dragging this big old piece of marble, and his neighbor was like, what's the point? It's just a stupid rock. And he said, no, but there's an angel in this rock just dying to come out. He was a great sculptor. He had creativity. And so God often gives us the raw materials, and he expects us to use the creative power that he has given us. He expects us to use and develop what he has given us. I stop by to let you know that God has deposited within each one of his believers, every baptized member into the body of Christ, not just this body of Christ, but the body of Christ. Amen? Every baptized believer of the body of Christ, God deposits something within them, gives them power, gives them a spiritual gift. And the seed that God has placed in you, God wants you to bear fruit. God wants you to bear much fruit. God wants you to use it for the kingdom and for the glory of God. The Bible says in John chapter 15, turn there with me. John chapter 15. Verse 8. It says, let's read it together. By this my Father is glorified, that you may bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. So the Bible says that God is glorified when we bear much fruit. Jump down to verse 16. It says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. So the Bible says that God has chosen you so that you can bear fruit, and the fruit that you bear should remain. Amen? When you think about a tree, the trees that bear fruit, the trees that give fruit bear more fruit. I remember when I didn't know how trees worked, and you know, I was a new homeowner and I got my little tree and we had all of the little, finally the fruit came on and my kids wanted to pick. I'm like, no, we gotta save it. Don't pick the fruit. We wanna save it. We want lots of fruit. And then my mother-in-law said, no, baby, you gotta pick the fruit if you want more fruit. The more you use, the more you are able to produce. Did you all hear what I said? The more you use, the more you are able to produce. And for those trees that nobody picks, and for those trees that the fruit stays on it and rots on the vine, next time they will not be able to produce even the same amount of fruit. It'll scale back. And so when you have a diminished capacity to use the gifts of God, you will have a diminished capacity to produce for the kingdom of God. Did you all hear what I said? That was deep. That messed with me. Maybe it's messing with y'all and y'all can't say amen. That's right. You either use it or you lose it. I mean, all of the mothers, this is October and this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I encourage everybody, I'm wearing my little thing and my pink. I encourage everybody to get checked for breast cancer. So I'm going to even throw in a breast illustration. Father, help us all. But when you're nursing, the more milk you use, the more you produce. And so, I mean, I found that out the hard way too. So, you know, I thought, well, maybe I'll save it because I really need a lot tomorrow. Not if I don't use a lot today. And so if I need a lot tomorrow, then you make sure you use all you need today and then some more so that you can produce more. It's a law of the kingdom. It is a law in this world. God has this thing wired up so that the more that you use, the more you can produce. It's not just in nature. It's not just in our anatomy. It is a spiritual law of the kingdom. Give, and it'll be given back to you. My husband and I, just this very week, we were struggling on whether we should give something, and the argument was, you know, things are a little tight. I don't know if we can spare it. I don't know if we can give it. But then we began to think about that thing and say, that's why we got to give it, because we need to get in the flow of abundance. And the Bible says that when you give, it will be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It is a law of the kingdom. It's a law in nature. It's a law of anatomy. The question is why? And the Bible tells us. It's in the first lines of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. The Bible says that God gives seed to the sower. Not the storer, not the hoarder. Hello? God gives seed to the sower. He gives seed to the one who scatters it. He gives seed to the one who lets it go. Then he makes sure that they get some more. Case in point, I was chairing this meeting, and I promise it wasn't here because so y'all don't get uncomfortable. But I'm chairing this meeting, and we're making some big decisions, and a lot of money is being spent. And the people are shifting in their seats like, this sure is a lot of money. I don't know. And so they you know, they're getting uncomfortable, this, that, and the other. And maybe we would like to have more in reserves. And we would like to, maybe we should say, because we don't know what next year is going to look like. And we don't know what the economy is going to look like. And all of the very good considerations. They were very good considerations. But at the end of the day, we decided to go forward because it was kingdom work. Amen. And I was so excited by the end of the meeting. Every single penny we voted to spend at the beginning of the meeting, God had replenished by the end of the meeting. We have received another grant for the exact same amount of what we spent. So at the end of the meeting, we all went to lunch. And I said, now touch three people and say, God gives seed to the sower. I said, do you all see that how when we sowed those seeds, that God replenished it before the meeting ended? When you use it, God allows you to produce more. And I believe there are some people who are experiencing lack and poverty, and it's not because God's trying to teach you no lesson. It's not that God's trying to build your character. Hello? It's because God has given you seeds. And you're like, I can't eat seeds. What am I supposed to do with this? God has given you seeds that if you had used and developed and worked with, they would have exploded in your life and there would be no lack. God gives seed to the sower. Amen? I know it's tight, but it's right. I know it's tight, but it's right. As a matter of fact, maybe I should go see about our people. I wonder how they do. I mean, you know, if God gives seed to the sower, and if he, you know, blesses those who use and develop those things which God has given them, seem like I should go see about them. Is that all right? Now, I don't see him in here, so I may have to go in the overflow. Is that all right? I'll be back. Y'all be okay, right? I think they'll be able to show it. They show it on the screen. So I'm going to go and see what's going on in the overflow. Amen. Now, I can still hear an amen or a lack of amen. So go ahead and say amen. So we are over here in the overflow, and I want to see how Sister Ingrid is doing. We gave her a whole lot of oranges. Now, what you got going on here?
Well, that basket of oranges you gave me, what I did was I took that and grew my own orange grove,
All right?
And so then I sold that, right? Okay. And then I took that money and opened my own bookstore. Now we are sharing the kingdom gospel all over the place. And not only that, but with our online book sales, we are sharing the kingdom message all over the world.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. We're going to make you ruler over a lot of things. Amen. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Now I wonder what do you have? Lauren Sunshine Stand, what do you have going on over here, Lauren?
I decided to make a sunshine stand. You can get one glass of sunshine for $1, or you can get a bag of sunshine to take home with you for $5.
A sunbeam, a sunbeam. I'll be a sunbeam for him.
Amen. Amen. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. Mommy's going to make you ruler over a whole lot of things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Now, it seems like there was one more Wasn't there one more person? Now, I don't see him in here. Yeah, Pastor Drummond. I know he's done great things for the cause of Christ. Glory to God. But I just got to find him. I don't know exactly where he is, but I sure going to find him. You all see Pastor Drummond back there somewhere? Oh, look at him, already in the Word. Glory to God. Come on up here, Pastor Drummond. We say the best for last. Hallelujah. Come on up and show us. Don't you all want to see what Pastor Drummond did for the kingdom of God? Glory to God. I'm excited about this thing. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah, Pastor.
Well, Pastor, you know, you and I have known each other for a while. We've worked together before, and I know that I knew that because we worked together before, that you've got mad, crazy kind of faith, and that you just believe in God doing mighty and powerful things. And well, you know, as we were getting ready to start Power to the People, I just kind of suspected that, you know, that a lot of people wouldn't really, you know, produce the fruit and use the gifts that you know, you'd want them to use, and that you might be kind of frustrated and heartbroken because you put everything into the work of God. And so what I did, knowing, because I got your back, I took the fruit and I buried it so that you wouldn't be disappointed. And if nobody else did anything, you would at least have what you started with, because I love you like that.
But Pastor Drummond, I gave you that fruit months and months ago. I know you didn't save that same fruit.
Here's where I got mad crazy love for you, Pastor. I got every piece of fruit that you gave me months and months ago. I protected it. I mean, I put it in a secret spot, and here it is.
I know you're kidding. I know you are kidding. Do you all see this? This nasty molded orange. And it's just, do you all see the stuff flying off of that? Now that's just nasty. You should be ashamed of yourself. Depart from me, you wicked servant. I can't believe that. Did you all see this? This was an orange. It's more than gross. Yeah, I know, I do. I know, and nobody gonna shake my hand afterwards. And I, as disgusted as I am with these oranges, I actually got disgusted with myself. Because I wonder, what kind of moldy oranges did I have in my life? What kind of moldy things that God blessed me with and I just held on to? I buried it, didn't let nobody know I could do that, or God expected me to do this, that, and the other. I mean, I was disgusted with that, and I was disgusted with him, but then I became disgusted with myself. I remember I used to write. I would write plays. I would write poetry. I would do all kind of writing. I wrote this old silly boy a whole book of poems. Can you imagine that kind of nonsense? I ain't wrote Jesus no poems in a long time. That boy didn't wake me up this morning. That boy didn't start me on my way. Show didn't put food on my table. Hello, somebody. Imagine the wonderful things that God has blessed each and every one of us with. And what do they look like now? What do they look like now? Because when it's all said and done, I want him to be able to look at me and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I want you to be ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Now, I like that part of the verse, enter into the joy of the Lord. See, this is what people do not understand or recognize, that when you are flowing in your area of giftedness, hello, somebody, when you are living in God's purpose and destiny for your life, there is a joy that comes with it. There is a joy that comes with using what God has given you. So if you stress out, if you're tired, if you're drained, oh, it's quiet now. Father, help us now. Perhaps it is because you are not living where God has ordained you to be. Maybe your feet are not planted in the gifts that God has given you. Maybe you are not walking in the purpose and destiny that God has ordained for your life. Turn with me to Mark chapter 6, verse 30. This is where the disciples come and they are excited because God has sent them out and they've begun preaching, they're healing people. And the Bible says, let's read it together. Then the apostles gathered to Jesus and told him all the things, both what they had done and what they had taught. Next verse. They were so invigorated with what they were doing, they forgot they hadn't rested, they forgot they hadn't eaten, they were just so excited. Jesus had to say, y'all, I'm excited about that, but y'all need to eat. Hello? Do you all remember the story of the woman at the well? Jesus was going through Samaria. He was stopped. He was tired. He was thirsty. He was hungry. And the disciples had to go find him something to eat. But when Jesus did what he had come to this earth to do, the Bible says that he came to seek and to save those who were lost. When he got into his divine destiny and began to talk to this young lady and began to minister to her, the disciples came back and said, did somebody bring Jesus something to eat? Did you all read John chapter 4, verse 31? I'm not just making stuff up. It says, in the meantime, his disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat which you do not know. Keep going. Therefore, the disciples said, has anyone brought him anything to eat? And Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. So even though he might have been tired, he didn't even know it, because as he expended energy out for the kingdom of God, not just for church doing this or that, but in his divine giftedness, hello somebody, as he began to walk in his divine destiny and purpose, hello somebody, as he put that energy out, God put energy back in him, and he was more excited than when he began. Many of us have not experienced the joy of the Lord because we are not moving in our giftedness. We're on the treadmill of life. We're on treadmills at our job. Some of us are even on treadmills at church. Motion without movement. Even the wicked servant, I bet he was doing something. But the Bible says that Jesus called him wicked. He was doing something. I bet he went to his job every day. Probably said, well, I got to do, you know, I got to focus on my family. I don't have time for the kingdom right now. You know, I got to go play basketball. I got to go hang out with my girls. I got stuff to do. And this wicked servant, he was doing something. He went to his job every day. He tried to get his hustle on. He might have been thinking, well, this landowner got his. I got to get mine. He was trying to add all these things to his life. But the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. We think, oh, but God understands. He knows I got to work. He knows I have a mortgage to pay. He knows all of the things I'm going through. But do you understand that if you seek first the kingdom of God, God will give you everything that you need? It says, and all these things will be added unto you. Now, that added unto you, that's passive. We've gone over this before. Active means you do the action, and passive means you've been acted upon. And so when you act for the kingdom, God will act for you. That should have made somebody get excited up in this place. I said that when you act for the kingdom, the Bible says that when you seek first the kingdom of God, these things will be added unto you. When you go forth for the kingdom, God will go forth for you. But so many of us think that if I seek all of these things, then somehow the kingdom will be magically added. I don't have time to do it, but I sure hope the pastor do. And I'm going to get my blessing because I'm going to walk in my divine destiny. I'm going to walk in my divine purpose. And I'm going to be okay. But are you? Hello, somebody? Do we understand that God will bless us? God will work for us when we work for him? And I'm not just saying, and because I don't want you all to think I'm up here just preaching this sermon because I need workers in the church. I want you to live a fulfilled and fruitful life. I want you to walk in your divine destiny. I want you to work in the area of your giftedness so that if them people on your job drive you crazy, it's all right because I have work of significance. I have kingdom work that I'm going to do. And by the time I spend 8 hours with y'all, I only got to do 1 hour of this, and I'm feeling better already. I am trying to allow us to experience the power that God has given to his people, and not just power to the people. He's given power for a purpose. And God wants us to walk in our divine destiny. The Bible called that man wicked, and he gave back to Jesus, or to the landowner, everything that God had given him, just like he gave it. He gave it all back. Say, oh, you bless me, Jesus, and here's all those blessings back. He gave him everything just like he received it. And the Bible says that that was wicked. So now wicked doesn't just mean what you do in the streets. But wicked now seems to have a new meaning from this verse. That it means what we don't do for the kingdom that God has called us for. I mean, we feel real good sitting up in church, listening to the word, and making sure that we don't do this and we don't do that. But the Bible says, if he finds us the same way he left us, wicked! So if you started off this life mean, you better not still be mean. Hello? Sowing seeds of kindness. Let's go rejoice and bring in the sheaves. Hello? Oh, y'all can't hear me. This thing ain't on. This thing ain't on. God gives seed to the sower. God gives seed to the sower. He gives power to the people, seed to the sower. And when we are in the right place in God, we begin to experience great and miraculous things. Somebody said the wrong person in the wrong place equals regression. The wrong person in the right place equals frustration. The right person in the wrong place, confusion. But the right person in the right place, progression. And the right persons in the right places means multiplication. Isn't it time for the kingdom of God to multiply? Isn't it time for the kingdom of God to become what he has called it to be? Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. As the musicians begin to play, God has called us to something great. He's given power to his people, and he's given us power for a purpose. The question is, are we walking in our purpose? Are we walking in our giftedness? Are we doing what God has called us to do? Are we just have a lot of motion with no movement? Or are we moving from glory to glory, strength to strength, grace to grace? To another level, to a higher level. Our ladder is greater than our past. In a few minutes, it is our goal to end service a little earlier than we normally do. Because it is my desire for everybody to experience fulfillment and fruitfulness through the purpose and destiny of God. And so what we want to do at the close of this service, we want to learn what our spiritual gifts are. What is our giftedness? Where is that place that God is calling me to serve? Where is that place that I will be renewed in his kingdom work? And so I want you to spend some time. It'll take about 20 minutes, but we're going to end 20 minutes early. Amen. So nobody has a very good excuse. There's all kinds of excuses, but nobody has a very good excuse for not taking the time to fill this out. Now is a good time for you to grab your connection card, because on the very back of it, it has next steps. We're not here every week just to preach, but it's where do we go next? And so I want you to take a little time and look at this. Perhaps you want to memorize 2 Timothy 1, verses 6 and 7, talking about stirring up the gift in your life and that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but he's given you love, power, and a sound mind. Maybe you want to commit to attending the Power Zone on Wednesday nights from 7 to 8 as we go more in depth of finding our gifts and being activated in the divine purpose for our lives. Maybe you want to commit to finishing out this series. There are a lot more great messages coming. And maybe you want to commit that you want to take the 20 minutes to fill out the spiritual gifts assessment. There may be somebody in here who has not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Maybe you have not been baptized into the body of Christ. You don't have your spiritual gift yet. So you probably don't even need to take the assessment. But maybe we need to start you on a Bible study so that you can learn more about this great God and all that he has done to purchase your salvation and to be able to give you power. So you can mark Bible studies, you can mark baptism, whatever it is. And when we have offering, I want you to put that right in the offering bag. Amen? I want you all to stand with me, and we're going to sing this song even as they pass out the assessments. The song says, if you can use anything, Lord, use me. Let that be our prayer. Let that be our hope today. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Come on, lift your voice all over this building. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything,
if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Take my hands, oh, take my
you have blessed your people with. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that your spirit would move in us and on us, oh God, as we begin to go to the next level. Lord, I pray that there will be a shift in the spirit, oh God, shifting us into our divine destiny and purpose. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would keep our feet on your paths of righteousness, oh God. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Oh God, I pray that you would move mightily in our lives. And I pray, oh God, that we would move mightily for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. In the next few moments, we are going to prepare our hearts for offering. And then we'll give a little more explanation about our spiritual gifts inventory.